Now, speaking to one of the Choshev Bacher, I was reminded of Nekuda, which I spoke a year ago. And I was happy, very impressed that this Bacher remembered what I said a year ago. I spoke Shabbos. I spoke about Hascholas being cautious. And it's important to chazer over the Yesod and to know the Yesod. What was the first direct message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to teach Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah? Shteit in Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks in the most bring me a chumash, Yashar Koyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks in the most loving, encouraging way to Klal Yisrael. Umoisha ole elokin vayikre elav Hashem nahar leimor kaysoymar lebeis Yaakov v'sagid lebnei Yisrael. When Moshe goes up the first time on Beis Sivan, even before HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that Sivu of Shlosh Yisimei Agbala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him kaysoymar lebeis Yaakov v'sagid lebnei Yisrael, so you should tell Klal Yisrael and teach them. Atem re'isem asher asis le'mitzrayim. You saw all that which I have done to the Mitzrayim. Va'esa eschem al kanfin yeshorim. I raised you as if on the wings of eagles, as the Targum explains. Unutolis yaschoin kedal gad fin yeshrin. That what? Ve'karevis yaschoin le'polchoni. Va'ovi eschem eloi. And I brought you close to me. What does that mean? Till now, I gave you the Gilui Shechina of the Eser Makos, the Gilui Shechina of going out of Mitzrayim, which was B'moira Godol, B'oisaisu B'moifsim. Spiritually, I took you from the Shmutz and the dirt of Mitzrayim, and I took you as if on eagle's wings to bring you close to me. V'avi Eschem Eilai. Now, I'm giving you the Torah, and you'll have to shteig yourself. Aber, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a hakdama. You should realize. Va'ato, im shomoya tishmu bekoili. Ushmaitim es brisi visim nisgulam kolo amim kidi kolo oretz. And then the psukim, which attempting to machos koyanim, and kodesh, and that day was referred to as the yom hamiyuchis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, atimli tili mlechas koyanim v'goy kodesh. But what's the first zog that he tells them? Vato im shamoya tishmu. Rashi explains, what's shamoya tishmu? Im ato tekablu aleichem yo'orev lochem mikan ve'eilach shekol haschol es koshes. Im shamoya, you'll be tishmu later, automatically. Haschol es are koshes. Haschol es are hard. And Hashem tells Moshe to forewarn them that there's going to be a hardship there. They should know that haschalis are kosher. Later, in Shemoya, you'll be in a matzav of tishmu. You'll get an arevus, a gishmak, in your ruchnius, in your avedus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to realize that haschalis will always be hard. Haschalis are hard. And as I've quoted from a Rebbe, Reb David Pavarsky, used to say at the beginning of his man, "Unebsinitshver, and if it's not hard, du hast nicht kem behas cholenisht. You didn't even begin yet." By definition, the haschol is hard. In shomoya, afterwards is an arevus. Now, haschol could be on different levels. And what's hard in the haschol? And haschol could be when a person goes from madrega to madrega, the new madrega is hard, and the nekuda of hardship is very poshut. Because Baruch Hu created us as human beings, we set into a certain mahalach, we're comfortable for the situation which we set ourselves in a certain path. Haschol means change. When you begin to make a new steiging, a new growth, that is a change of your persona, of who you are, any change of what the comfort zone that a person is used to has in it a hardship. Life demands from us that to make life sweet, we have to do it on our own. The world isn't a sweet place on its own, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all the tools to make it the sweetest place possible. A person is given all the kelim he has, tremendous kelim, to make the place, to make his world the most sweetest world available. Oh, but it's a person has to do it on his own, but that takes work. It takes stepping out of the comfort zone, and it takes change. Change is not comfortable. For a very simple reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us as human beings. We stay in our comfort zones, and we stick to it. That's what we're used to, and that's what we enjoy. Meidach Gisa, when it's time to go to the next step, which demands from a person to make a change, it's uncomfortable. It's hard. Adam la'omal yulad. Adam was created to toil. Toil is taking that step and making that change. Pasuk says, the end of Vayechulu, because why? What's special about the Yom HaShvi? Ki boi shovas. On the seventh day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shovas mikol melachtoi, asher boro Elokim la'asois. Chazal, on this pasuk, are very bothered. What does the last word la'asois mean? Not just what it means, what's it coming to say? I mean, this pasuk wouldn't be lacking without the word. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the seventh day, and he was mekadesh it. Why? Because what's special about the seventh day? Ki bo shavas mekom alachte asher bara Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shavas on the seventh day from all the melachos which Elokim did. What's lasois? Zog Chazal. On this word lasois, hakol tzrichin asiyo, afilu adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world which needs an asiyah. Even the Adam himself has to make himself. Ketzad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a world. Bread doesn't grow on trees. Bread is grown as wheat. Ketzad. The Chazal speak this out. Person has to take the wheat. He has to separate it from the straw around it, from all the chaff. He has to pound it. He has to grind it. He has to make it into flour, and then he has to bake it. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu left a world which is not finished. The world isn't perfect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that he gave the human being space, so to speak, in the world, for the person's own asiya. Asher bara Elokim la'asa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world which demands asiya on the person. This world is a world, so to speak, that's not sholem. It's a world that needs an asiya. The gavra has to be a doer in this world. The phrase I gave, we have all the kelim to make the world the most special, wonderful place, to bring the shechin into the world, to be dovekem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to create our spirituality, but it's up to us. That's even with Adam himself. But it's true on the physical level, it's true on the spiritual level, it's true on all levels. The world is a world that demands lasses, to do. Hakol tzrichin asiyah, there's a beautiful chazal in three different places. How Tanis Rufus HaRosh and Rabbi Akiva used to have dialogues. And Rabbi Akiva was once confronted by Tanis Rufus. He asked him, which maisim are more chashuv? Maisei Odom or Maisei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Creations of the human being or the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rabbi Akiva, who already knew Tanis Rufus HaRosh, he understood what was coming. He knew that Tanisov was about to chepper him about Bris Mila. If we'll say that the actions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are greater, he'll speak the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He asked him, like, which creations are better? That which human being creates, or that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates? So he thought Rabbi Akiva is going to tell him that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates. Then he would turn to him and ask him, well, then how do you go ahead and do Bris Mila when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation is better? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being, so to speak, with an Arla. So how did you guys go and you make a new creation, you take off the Arla? He knew what was coming. So he answers him coldly. He says, the human beings' creations are much better. He says, ah. He says, tomorrow, he says, bring me a sa'ah of the best chitin that grow, that you can get. Turn us off to Russia. He was the ruler over Eretz Yisrael at the time. Okay, the next day, he comes with a sa'ah chitin to their meeting. Rabbi Akiva, the day before, the night before, he comes home, he tells his wife to bake a cake. The next day, Rabbi Akiva comes to the meeting with a piece of cake. And Tanya Sofer said, Rosh comes with a saw of chitim. Rabbi Akiva gives him the piece of cake. He eats the cake. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Vazok stuff the cake, he says. Your wife's great baker, great job. He says, no, take some chitim, eat them. Take some chitim in his mouth, he begins nebacham choking on them. He can't swallow the first bit of chitim. So the Kiva tells him, no, so which maisim are better? The maisim of Adam or maisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Maisim of an Adam. It's one maisim in the Gemara. Now what's Rabbi Kiva telling him? And what's the answer to Tzuna Sufi's stupid question? What's the true answer? And what's the true answer what Rabbi Akiva is answering him? Yes, the Kishvach with creation is marvelous. we say Nishmas. A person sees the Bria, his heart breaks out in songs, singing Baruch Nafshi. Hoyd Vada Lavash, they just sing the most beautiful world in the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all wonderful. And Neil Armstrong can sing Masitz Boisecha Yerech Chachamasher Kenanto. Oi, what's the human being? Manish Kitzis Kerno Venodam Kisiv Kedero. The whole cosmos and the beauty of the creation is tremendous. Aber Lemaisa, Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world in the best Masiv. He even didn't give us Chitim. He gave us a field, and we have to plant the Chitim. And planting chitim means you have to plow the fields. The best fields have to be plowed. And you have to make sure that they are watered until you get the chitim. And once you get the chitim, you have to separate them from the chaff, as I mentioned. You have to go through the process. Until Rabbi Akiva's wife is able to make a delicious cake. So which ma'isim are better? Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world of lasois. The world is mechusar asiyah. You got to do it yourself. You got to make it. It's an old Sephardi saying. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give you dvash. He gives you the tools to make the dvash. Hachayim, hem lo dvash. Yesh chata kelim liyatzel dvash. It's true in all of aspects of life. And it's true in all ruchnistic aspects also. The Chavis Salvovitz says the same thing on every child being born. How the human being differs. Kadosh Baruch Hu lehed, you made the human being very different to the animals. In a sense, an animal is born within a few hours of standing on its own feet and walking and independent. Take a human baby? Years of development. Years. The effort, and it's on all areas, on emotional areas, and the physical. It's years. The feeding, the change, the diet, in every single aspect. Vital was fakert. The Adam is the being that needs the most asiyah, the most cultivation, the most working with, the most development. You have to invest in the Adam himself. It's a mashal just to teach us what has to be put, what a person has to do. And at the ultimate growth, ain't a dover tali yellow b. And this is this tkufa that we're entering now. The tkufa of where the true maturity, where a person truly grows in his ruchnias, he grows in his development, and lamdas becomes a talmud chacham, becomes a lamdan. It's up to us to do. It's a big tafkid we have. We're very capable of Kadosh Baruch Hu, who gave us the tafkid. Obviously, we're able to be aiming in the tafkid. And the svive is out to serve you. But it's up to every single yochid on his own to take shteig and to make the most from the matzav of lasois, to zayn natur, to do, to ton. I couldn't shout. Hatzlocha.